We'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Because it's time on a Thursday to wrap up crunch time.
Yeah.
Avec ça!
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Ah, it's the lightning round. It is the preseason lightning round. I don't know if I'm up or down because it's the lightning round.
I liked most of it until the end. And you did that creepy
voice again.
Didn't
finish strong. We finished like so many of the horses I bet on. Just not close in the deal.
Very, very scary, Steve.
Losers? Is that what...
Loser.
My guy, Julio Jones, has been enjoying his offseason right before the start of training camp. And apparently he enjoyed his time on a jet ski a little bit too much. And he lost a $150,000 earring. I don't know if he paid that just like for one or that's the pair. Either way, the story has become such a big deal that when you Google Julio Jones earring is actually the first thing that pops up. Anyway, so what do you do if you're Julio, the number one paid wide receiver in the NFL? You obviously hire a dive team to find said earring. So Julio Jones hiring a dive team to find his earring is blank.
Well, first of all, I read the story. And there was a guy who was the head of the team of the divers and was like, we're not going to find that. And I Googled and got an overhead picture. It's where was it? The lake that he was in north of Atlanta, Lake Lanier. It's huge. You're not finding a diamond earring there. So desperate. There you go. It was desperate. $150,000 earring. Yikes.
Joe Flacco is set to miss at least 3 to 6 weeks with a back injury. Ravens coach John Harbaugh has reportedly reached out to Colin Kaepernick's camp to sign the quarterback. Ryan Mallett is currently Flacco's backup, has only 8 career starts and a 55% career completion percentage. Kapp has been hoping for a chance to get a starting job, and while it's highly unlikely that Kapp would actually take over for Flacco, he would be able to at least showcase himself with the Ravens' number one offense through most of the preseason. So when will an NFL team sign Kaepernick? A, by this time next week, the Ravens will have signed him. B, Kapp will not be signed until after the first week of preseason games. Or C, Kapp will not be signed until the start of the regular season.
Oof. You know, those are three really good options.
Thank you.
First of all, there should be a D when everybody just grows the freak up. I'll tell you what. And I feel like 33 and a third. I have no conviction here. So I'm going to kind of settle on B because I really can't imagine that somebody's not going to come to the reality of he's one of the 64 best quarterbacks available. So if he's not a starter, he should at least be a backup.
But Steve, is Joe Flacco elite?
Yeah. Is that like the original hot take?
Yeah.
From like, what was that, 2012?
It was PFT commenter when he first became famous on Twitter.
That's classic. Yeah. That's classic. So I'm going to go be light.
All right. Adrian Beltre was the only reason many of the Rangers fans at last night's 22-10 loss to the Marlins were actually still at the ballpark in Arlington. He had 2,993 hits going into that night, and it looked like he was going to be in his last at-bat, and he was thrown out for not being on the on-deck circle. All of that madness aside, Adrian is now 4 hits away from 3,000, 46 home runs away from 500. He's playing in his 19th MLB season, his 7th with the Rangers, and Beltre has averaged 28 home runs a season at the ballpark in Arlington. With an injury-shortened season so far, Beltre is averaging a home run every 5 games. With 61 games remaining, the math says Beltre should only hit about 12 more home runs, ending with 21 on the season and 475 for his career. What percent chance does Beltre play in a 20th major league season and he gets to 500 home runs?
Ooh, he seems like he's got something left in the tank. And if he's willing to take one of those veteran deals where he stays in the game, I don't know that he needs that milestone to make the Hall of Fame. I think he's got a really good shot. So I'm going to say he's 75% chance to play again next year.
All right. from Pac-12 Media Days in L.A., the Trojans of Southern California are the favorites to win the conference and the best chance to get another Pac-12 team into the college football playoff. Last year's Pac-12 champions, Washington, are the favorites to win the North, and it would be a rematch of the 13-26 thriller from Seattle last season. The two teams do not play this season, so they could only meet in the Pac-12 championship game. Ooh. With $10,000 on the line, what would you bet on? A UW versus USC Pac-12 championship game or any other matchup?
Or field. Man, knock me over with a feather if it's not that. I know you're playing my traditional throw 10 large down. Historically, you think, well, things don't always pan out the way it seems, except those two have by far the most talent, the best rosters, and like you said, and they don't play each other. So my 10 large is going on Dogs Jans for the title at Levi Stadium, as we've learned.
Oh, what a wonderful place. Last one here. Coming along with the release of the New York Times study that found 110 out of 111 former NFL players had some form of CTE showing on their brain. Though he did not list a specific reason as to why, Ravens center John Urschel announced his retirement from the NFL to work on his doctorate in mathematics at MIT. Urschel is the 16th NFL player under 30 to retire in this offseason alone. So with this information from the CTE study and another retirement of an NFL player under 30, this is blank for the NFL.
Par for the course? I mean, remember, if guys get in the league now and they play 4 or 5 years, as opposed to even 10 years ago, they may have a couple $1 million in the bank. And remember, the information they have now was not available even 5 years ago. So guys are, for the most part, I don't think, when they start to see symptoms, saying, screw it, I'm only in the moment. So, yeah, I think, maybe not par for the course, but commonplace, I think, might be a more accurate term. I would like to change my answer.
Okay, so you think it's more of just average career in the NFL is 3 years, Urschel's played for 3 years, he was allegedly going to have to compete for his starting job, it's just he would rather retire and study math.
Yeah, I think he has that kind of option. You know, not everybody has the wherewithal and the capacity and the desire or maybe the intellect to be like, I don't know if I want to play football or study at MIT. So I think he literally is going in the opposite direction. Not only am I going to preserve my brain, I'm going to enhance it.